Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Thursday, September 19th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight we're going to talk a lot about treason. What is treason? Why are so many congressional representatives scared of the word, scared of the T word? So we're going to talk about treason. We're also going to mention about the 1 million truck march that's going to come up here in October. And then we're going to talk about, which ties into the treason issue, Senator Durbin, who's out there preaching and jumping up and down for his Dream Act for a Muslim girl who's laughing in his face and saying these Americans are so stupid that, you know, here we are, we're trying to destroy their country and they're helping us do it. That's not quite exactly what she said, but she did laugh at him. She insulted him. She played him. And he's out there acting like he's so caring and the Dream Act is so wonderful. But we'll talk a little bit more about that. And there's a Facebook page for this student who wants to be an American and all this other stuff. Doesn't really want to. She's a Muslim. So she wants to take over America. She doesn't want to be an American. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this 1 million trucks. Truck march that's going on October 11th through the 13th. This is going to be big. And they're warning if what we saw happen with the bikers, you know, a couple weeks ago, if this is anything like that, it's going to be massive. And I remember a while back when there was a truckers strike kind of thing. And it definitely hit the retail stores, hit everybody's home and everything else. So I think this is going to be good, and I support it. I wish I was a trucker who could participate in it. I would. I'm going to be sending out some stuff talking about hopefully these truckers will be promoting stop tolls too kind of thing at the same time. We'll see what we can do about that one. Try to take advantage of this opportunity to talk about how they're selling off our highways to foreign corporations and everything else. So we'll try to see about that. But I think this is going to really be a big deal. And let's see if I can find it. They got a Facebook page, and I went out to it earlier and liked it. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to post some stuff about the toll roads and stuff, too, at the same time. Stop stealing our highways, save the freeway, because they're destroying our country that way as well. So we'll see what we can do on that one. And let's see here. My chat room is acting up, so if you're in the chat room at this moment, I can't see anybody in there because I can't get to it. I don't know whether it's the Blog Talk Radio chat room problem or whether it's my technology that's having a problem. It's probably a little bit of both. The other thing that I should mention tonight, it'll be probably a little bit of a short show tonight as well because I do work for a living, and I have to take care of some stuff tonight, so I'll be probably dropping off about a half hour early. The thing about treason, the main topic of tonight, it's so interesting when you talk to people about treason, and it's really interesting when you talk to attorneys about treason. When you talk to attorneys about anything like this stuff, I mean, right away, they're just, you can't do anything, it's interesting. When they say the death of common sense and okay, I am back. I'm not sure if you, there's something kind of strange happening with Blog Talk Radio, so hopefully you can hear me, because right now, first off, it was the chat room that was acting up, and now it looks like it might be the switchboard. This is going to be an interesting evening on this. So let's see if I can't try to get this thing fixed. Okay. It's going to take just a couple of minutes here. To try to fix something with the technology, and then we will be back. Okay, let's see if we have this working right this time. Looks like we might be back on track here. And I say the problems I'm having here is probably my technology, not the Blog Talk Radio show. I've definitely need to beef up this machine. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Anyway, I'll repeat a couple of things I was saying at the start, just in case it got clipped because of the technology problems. Tonight I was going to talk, remind everybody about the 1 million truck march on D.C. That's going to be October 11th through the 13th. And that's really, I think, if that's anything like the motorcycle march, that will be great. And they're warning everybody, you know, because people don't realize how much the highway system is the lifeline, and it's the trucking industry that's carrying everything all across this country that makes a major difference. And so they're telling you better be stocked up for like 30 days, and they're asking people on those 3 days to not go to the stores, to just basically shut down the country in a sense as part of the support of the march. So I'm going to do what I can to support it. I wish I could be one of the truckers on the march, but can't quite do that. But I'm going to be posting some stuff. I did go to their Facebook page, and I liked it, and then I went out there, and I started to post some things about the toll roads, because you know what? The same time as they're doing this, it might be a chance to kind of bring some attention to what they're doing, selling off our highway system to foreign corporations and double to quadruple taxation on it with all the taxes and the tolls. So might be able to try and take advantage of that too. Now, the topic of tonight's show is really about the treason. And, you know, it's as I was kind of saying earlier, you talk to attorneys about treason, and it's just the death of common sense, how it talks about the lawyers are killing the country, and kind of, and times I think that that's true. Because when they talk about, you say something about treason, and you talk about what this president is doing right now, they say, well, that's not treason. Treason, you know, everybody wants to say treason. All, you know, like, yeah, everybody says treason. You can't, like, you can't do anything about it. But, like, it seems pretty specific to me. I'm trying to understand if somebody can explain to me why our president arming the enemy would not be considered treason. I really want to know, because it's Article 3, Section 3. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses, on the same overt act, or on confession in open court. Now, I mean, confession of an open court, you know, there's some of the games like this, which, you know, that kind of stuff almost sounds like it was written by an attorney, and probably was. But when Obama, McCain, and Lindsey Graham, and these people are all out there saying, yes, let's arm the enemies, let's arm Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood, how is that not treason? And these are known enemies. It's not like Al-Qaeda is not known as an enemy to the United States or the Muslim Brotherhood. How is this not treason? I don't understand why people say that's not treason. But anyway, I've been out there pushing some information, trying to let my representatives know. I believe they should be going after President Obama for treason. But I believe they should be going after the likes of John McCain and Lindsey Graham as well. Those who go out there and aid the enemy to the detriment of the country, which, of course, aiding the enemy would be the detriment of the country, that's treason. The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attainted, excuse me. And then this is copied from the U.S. Constitution site. So what is the deal? I mean, why? And you try to imagine if you're on the other side, you were in one of these two houses of Congress, the Senate or the House of Representatives, and everybody was starting to talk about this, and you saw that the president was ignoring what the people want and going over there and providing guns and ammunition and armory to the enemy, Al-Qaeda. What should they do? I mean, part of me says I shouldn't even have to tell Congress what they should be doing here. To me, it seems pretty obvious. But they're so scared of the T word. They're so scared of actually doing their jobs. Have you ever noticed that? Is it just me that thinks these people are afraid to do their job, to do what they were elected to do? I mean, look at all the commotion that's gone on over the defunding of Obamacare. And the House has finally got something out there. But I'm telling you, that House would have ran the other way and would have totally ignored it had it not been for the American people blasting the House, blasting those Republicans who claim to be against Obamacare but then don't want to defund it. So I think it's just kind of interesting. And again, what is treason? when you look at what people do, and this all ties into the rule of law and what has become of this country, you know, amnesty. There is no rule of law. I mean, it comes down to, in so many respects, there is no rule of law. And, I mean, amnesty? Yeah, what the heck, let them all stay. I think Senator Durbin might be changing his mind a little bit about his DREAM Act, but maybe not, in case you didn't hear this one. I've seen it a couple of times now and heard about it on different talk shows. But apparently Senator Durbin was on the Senate floor preaching the wonders and why it's so important to have the DREAM Act. And he puts this poster photo of this Muslim girl. I can't remember what her name is. She has a Facebook page. And, you know, this picture, and she's got, you know, the picture's got the flag in the background. And she was brought here as a child, brought here illegally as a child, and now she wants to be an American. She's gone to school. She studied to be a doctor, whatever it is. And, you know, all this, and this girl, woman, young woman is doing all this, is just doing it as a joke against the senator. And that's all out there in Facebook. The senator looks like such a fool. He has been played big time. And, you know, and here he's out there, the Muslim girl really should have a path to citizenship and all this kind of stuff, you know. And I'm like, and then she, out there on the Facebook page, she just jokes, she makes fun of them, she's laughing at the Americans, she's laughing at the United States, she's insulting the United States. I'm saying deport her now. Just get her the heck out of here. She's not an American, she's not here legally, get her out of here. But Senator Durbin, he wants to go out there and give her citizenship just like that. We have to understand about what the Muslim faith stands for. Islam. They don't believe as Americans believe, and at some point Americans have to accept that. And you know, I personally believe, and I've always believed, that Obama is a Muslim. I don't believe Obama believes in this country. But, you know, with everything that's going on right now, here he is arming Al-Qaeda, however you like to say it. He's providing arms to them with the help of John McCain and Lindsey Graham and a few others. It's like you almost get the sense that he feels a sense of urgency because it's coming down on him. He may actually realize that the people, you know, are no longer as brainwashed and convinced that he's a black American who wanted to be president routine, when in fact he is a Muslim who has violated so many laws. He shouldn't be a president. He's not a natural-born citizen. And he hides all his information. He blocks everything to do with his college education, because it would say he's an exchange student, which would prove he's not an American, and all these different things going on. And he maybe has a sense of urgency that if he doesn't do whatever he's trying to do to take over this country, to bring the total collapse of this country for the Muslim Brotherhood, that he's not going to have time. I think he might actually be getting some pressure because he feels like people realize what he really is. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just kind of speculating. This is not official reporting, per se, you know, not like that crazy stuff we get on the mainstream, lamestream media. But it just seems like possibly, you got to wonder. But what I don't understand, as I was talking about earlier, and I was having some technical difficulties with the show, so I don't know how much of this you heard or not, so I apologize if I'm repeating it. But when will these people in these two houses of Congress actually do their job and enforce things like treason? I mean, they were worried about treason or impeaching, I shouldn't say treason, impeaching Clinton for some of his behavior. But what about treason for aiding and arming Al-Qaeda? Do I really have to call my senators and my representatives to say this is illegal? Oh, looks like Mr. Klein wants to join in. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You asked the question, when will Congress start taking action on these things, right?
Exactly.
Okay. When we the people start filing lawsuits against them and bugging the hell out of the court system to do their job. Once we start filing something, all we have to do is catch them on one lie or one violation of the Constitution, and we've got a case against all of them. How about the IRS? Right now we have a perfect lawsuit to file. We just need people who have the kahunas to back up this Constitution and their freedoms. That is, file a lawsuit against the IRS demanding restitution for all of the money, the $52 million plus, that they have absconded with through the credit cards, which can be audited because all of the purchases are recorded in this digital technology world we are living in. So all we need is a bunch of people to file a nice, simple lawsuit, audit the credit cards of all IRS employees that are paid for by the taxpayers, and to get restitution or to place them in jail for fraud against the trusting citizens of America, trusting we the people of America. I don't like to use the word citizens because some members in the law seem to think that it's a subversive type of a word. But when we start doing that, and the IRS coming after conservatives, we now have a case to go after the IRS. And that means everybody in the IRS. But now we can extend that even further, because there's IRS employees who have violated the trust of the people and made charges for Pampers and booze and parties at home and whatever that news report was. But you know that they have already checked on this on these violations. We can extend that to the credit cards of each and every member of Congress, and also the judicial system and the administrative, to see just how much fraud there is in our government with all of the bureaucracies. Every person head of the bureaucracies, like Lerner and all of those people, should be audited. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are retired auditors, and there are people coming out of school who would be willing to donate their time to find fraud, and then we can give them a bonus system. They find $100,000 worth of fraud. I, as a taxpayer, would be happy to collect them $100,000 from the people that violated the trust of we the people, and give that person who found that violation a bonus of, say, $10,000, 10%. How does that sound?
Hey, sounds like a plan to me. I'm telling you, we've got to do something about all this corruption that's going on.
We were bounced out one time because there were only three of us. If we had 50 to 100 people willing to sign on to a lawsuit against the IRS and say, we want to audit, and if any of these files, because we're on radio now and somebody's listening, if any of these files get purged by the American Express, MasterCard, Capital One, or any of them,
mm-hmm.
if any of those files are purged that belong to the that are paid for by the taxpayers, we would go for the maximum violation under law of anything in regards to fraud. In other words, I don't care if the guy only spent $5,000 a year on his credit card. We would ask for $5,000 a year for every year that he used it, and get the total. We'll go for the total amount from all of them that have the card. And then we'll ask
the amount on the card was.
Then that's right. Well, no, there's 52 million. So what we'll do is do 52 million plus penalties, just like the IRS, plus interest. And then we'll divide it equally to every one of them, because they violated the trust of we the people, and they purged the files. Because I don't think purging the files is that easy when it comes to a private company like American Express, Diners Club, and all those other places. That's out there now.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no?
Yeah. It would be difficult from the purge. They have so many backup systems and everything else that if they can't just lose it, it would have to be intentional that they would purge it for it to disappear.
That's what I'm saying. It would have to be intentional that all of them would be purged. So now the word is out there. Now we just have to get it going on tweets and emails and all that. Let's sue the IRS for violation of the trust of the people. That's a fiduciary violation, by the way. That is encumbering the taxpayers for paying for something that is not allowed by the private industry. When I went on a business trip, I was reimbursed for my hotel expenses, my food expenses, on a given amount of money for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but no alcohol, no cigarettes, and if I had something personal that I had to buy and I documented it and it was reasonable, they would reimburse me for that. But that would be like one small tube of toothpaste or something like that, depending on how long the trip was.
Right.
But they didn't allow me to do extravagant spending. I couldn't go into a restaurant and have $100 dinner, even though I was in a good place. You know, I mean, the dinner was like maybe $30-$40 at that time. But if I went ahead and spent $160 would be out of my pocket. Reasonable tipping was allowed. But see, we have people that use the credit cards like, oh, it's only going to cost the taxpayers a penny, and there's 300 million of us. That is not the way they look at it, but that's the way that's the way they look at it. That's not the way I look at it. So that's a lawsuit that we might want to go ahead and consider doing, and I'm quite sure that there's a lot of people out there, especially in the Orlando area, who would love to sign on to a lawsuit. And That's another thing that we can just take right down to the, the district attorney's office and tell them we want them to investigate all of the local IRS agents. But I don't trust them because that's government going against government. I think we, the people, have to do it, and we can do it by going to the court and saying we want a subpoena to get the records of all the IRS agents and the credit cards. And I think there's a way to do that. So maybe we have to think about that.
If we get enough people involved,
huh? Go ahead.
I said if we get enough people involved and going to the court and demanding for the subpoena and stuff, you have such a better chance. If it's only a couple of us down there, then they just ignore you.
Yeah, right. They just ignore us. But if we go down there with in the media saying we want to go over all of the credit cards of our government, of our representative government, like even do it here for Teresa Jacobs and everybody in the commissioners. But once we start it, I'm sure we get a lot of people behind it. Something to think about and something to start working on.
Definitely.
Okay?
Well, right. Before you go now, what about the treason thing?
Well, you know how
I'm
believe about treason.
Well, I know, but you haven't told anybody lately.
No, I haven't. But right now, I believe that we have whatever happens with this Benghazi thing. To me, right now, that there is treason involved there. The lying to the people, the lying to the people about the tapes that they claim caused the Benghazi thing, that is a violation of fiduciary duty, number one, but that is also lying to the people. And it was lied by a major representative of the Obama administration, Susan Rice. Also, it was also lied to us by presidential candidate, maybe, Hillary Clinton. It was also lied to us by the President of the United States. So they are even worse than Richard Nixon, and he resigned because he believes in this country. I don't see any resignation coming up from a president who apparently doesn't love this country. But treason is any violation of the people's rights, because we the people are the government of the United States of America. And when they violate the constitutional rights of us with executive orders and with trying to circumvent the Constitution by the Congress or by the President, that is an act of treason to overthrow the sovereign, which we the people are. And as far as treason goes, we the people of the United States, we the taxpaying are the taxpaying government. The government giving money out and Obama phones and all this type of thing, they're not the full taxpayers. We the people are. Our Constitution and our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, so states that we the people are the government of the United States. The elected officials are our representatives hired to do the job of the people. Not to do the job of the Democrat Party, not to do the job of the Republican Party, or the agendas of those two parties. They are there to do the work of the people that is in the best interest of the people. Therefore, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, I believe, are also involved in a treasonous path against we the people. They are trying to take away the rights of the people and turn the rights over to the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, and then merging them into one. How's that for my analysis on the treason situation?
Well, not much I can argue with. I know, as I was saying earlier, talking to some attorneys, and when you talk about treason, they get into the, what do you want to call it? Their analysis of the law kind of thing, and that you could never prove what Obama has done is treason. I'm like, well, wait a minute, I'm reading it right here. Or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort, How is arming the enemy not treason? I don't see how they can say this. But yet, when you think about these people that are in public office, do you think we have anybody in public office that will actually challenge him on the treason? And that goes against John McCain and Lindsey Graham and these others, too, who are out there pushing arms to Al-Qaeda. It's unbelievable to me. But yet everybody seems, those in public office, seem to be afraid of the T word, the treason.
Fine. Okay, Fast and Furious is an act of treason. They aided and abetted the drug cartels in Mexico. And the drug cartels turned them on the American people, killed Brian Terry. Therefore, that is an act of treason. So everybody in the ATF that had anything to do with Fast and Furious has committed an act of treason against we the people because they have taken away our safety. When they leave the border open, that is an act of treason because they are not protecting us from invasions, both domestic and foreign. We have foreigners coming into this country causing us problems, called illegal aliens. Our Congress fails to uphold the constitutional laws and the laws of the land. They are therefore committing an act of treason by their failure to uphold the laws of the United States of America. They make the laws, but they don't uphold them. Making the laws is very easy. Upholding them takes, how would you say, intestinal fortitude, honesty, and integrity. Therefore, Congress is actually in a treasonous mode. And I'm talking about the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. But the thing is we can start reversing that by going after them, because I have heard nothing about filing a lawsuit against the IRS. The IRS comes after the people when they are late in filing. They charge them penalties and interest. The IRS has stolen money from we the people for their own personal gains while they were still receiving a good wage by having parties, and that has been found out and reported on the news. So now we need to audit all of the credit cards for the IRS. We'll start with them first. And then we'll get rid of the IRS. And then we'll restore this country to the way God intended it to be, a country of honesty and integrity. That's why we have 55 founders who signed the documents. 3 were atheists, 52 devout Christians, and 26 of those were ordained clergy. So all of those people believed in honesty and integrity, and that's including the atheists. Okay?
Okay, well, sounds good. I'm definitely there. I'm with you on all of it. We definitely have to do something about it. You want me to go ahead and mute you again? Are you going to hang on?
No, mute me, because I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay, well, you know how to signal me if you want to get back into the discussion. Okay, well, anyway, that's what we have to do, and we cannot leave it up to these people in public office, because, again, it's the enemies from within. I saw something today that was, we had the recall out there in Colorado. Now they're trying to blame it on voter suppression. It's like, no, it's because they didn't like you. It's because they didn't like what you were doing. Or Mayor Castro. The Castro brothers, there's one in Congress, and then there's the mayor of San Antonio. These are two Hispanics. I remember one of them spoke, I guess it was Representative Castro, who spoke at the Democrat convention. But I remember them talking to their mother, some kind of interview or whatever else, and these individuals, the mother, said she hated the Alamo. Hated the Alamo. And that we stole it from them and all this other kind of stuff. And I just find it interesting that we have people who hate this country like that in public office. They get there by playing the game, playing the way. It's like, well, we're going to get in office and we're going to take it back. This is what has happened in the overall scheme of things to our country. And I see a loss of values in many respects, kind of like what Charlie was talking about. You know, our founder said, you know, a free society will only survive in a moral society. If you have people of evil intentions, selfishness, and evil ways, then you can't survive. You can't really defend yourself when there's that much, because just like now, a crime has occurred. We see the crime. We see the crimes all over the place in this government. The IRS being one piece of it. Of course, the Fast and Furious thing. Then we've got Obama giving arms to Al-Qaeda, whichever way you like to say it. You know, and it's just massive. The massive corruption. Our money, spending it on their parties, not do their job. Public servants, they have now become an entitled elitist group. I mean, and I remember in the past, working for the government was meant that you had staff and they couldn't fire you very easily, which we see that happening. But you didn't get excessive pay. You know, working for the government was more to do with the fact that you had health insurance, you had some benefits, and you couldn't get fired very easily. Not like a sector where you have to really demonstrate that you can do the job kind of thing. But now it's really turned the other way around. There's so much corruption in government. Those who work in government, those who are elected to it, this whole process. And it truly is a form of treason against this whole country because it's destroying this country. I don't know when it comes to, I mean, why is taking so long to get anything done with the IRS case? What is taking so long on Fast and Furious? We have no rule of law. Amnesty, the illegal immigration stuff. When are we going to start applying the rule of law? And, I mean, how many of these people who are elected to public office are, in fact, attorneys? And even if they're not, what is the deal? Why do they not insist on enforcing the law? And where would we be today if they actually enforced the law? You think about how different our country would look today if you had individuals who enforced the rule of law and abided by the Constitution. Where do you think our country would be today if those two things happened? I don't think we would be $17 trillion in debt. I don't believe we'd be out there fighting wars all over the place. And I believe we would be much freer. Our civil rights would be much greater. And there wouldn't be the career politicians in public office because they wouldn't be getting wealthy. They wouldn't be taking over, stealing from us for their own personal gain. Yeah, I think our country would look so much different. It would look much more like what the founders created versus what it looks today. And, you know, excuse me, Mark Levin, he's up to about the Liberty Amendments. And I've heard both back and forth about the Constitutional Convention thing. And Levin was on Glenn Beck today, and they were talking about it. And it was also David Barton. And, you know, David Barton is the master of the Constitution. Him and Judge Napolitano, you love listening. And Ron Paul, too. All three of these people really dive into that Constitution and take – appreciate what it means and take it literally, not whatever they feel like making it mean. Now, David Barton was commenting on the Mark Levin thing, and he thinks it's a good idea, too. This is the states with the Constitutional Convention. I know others out there that are concerned about the Constitutional Convention, and for the same reasons that Glenn Beck was talking about today, is what happens if you have this Constitutional Convention, does this mean you risk gutting the current Constitution and there'd be no Second Amendment? That would be gone. You'd have this risk of this total change, and we would be worse off. Explaining it, that's not the way it would happen with a state constitutional convention, that the states have to agree on certain issues that they are going to put forward at the convention that they're going to address. These are the issues we have to address. We're going to have a convention to address these issues, not that they could go in there and gut the Constitution. And so that part I go. Maybe that is still what we have to do. It's a little bit confusing because I've heard a lot of the other side where the risk of totally have a constitution. And right now, as if you pay attention to who's around you, look and see what has happened to the invasion of this country from anti-Americans. And these anti-Americans are not of one faction. There's several. America does have enemies. We know of the Muslim Brotherhood and Islam that they don't believe in anything to do with the United States. It's totally against their doctrine, and they believe all Christians and Jews should be dead routine. Then you have the Hispanics, the La Rosa Klan out there, that believe they should own all the Southwest, but we stole it all from them and they want it back. And then whatever you want to take from what the Chinese perspective is, the Chinese, they want to be the world superpower, which I don't really know who's the superpower anymore, if it's us or them, but they're out there. And, you know, these people are coming in over the border as well. So being invaded all over the place. And who's doing anything to protect us? So what do we do? And going back to this Constitutional Convention, if we have a Constitutional Convention and we have the masses of illegals somehow able to take over this country, you know, it sounds so crazy. There's part of, you know, things, and it's like, oh, this sounds like beyond a conspiracy theory or loon or whatever. But at the same time, when you think of history, think about everything that happened with Hitler. I mean, when you go back and you think of these things, it isn't so far-fetched to think that it could happen here. Because, you know, and go back to the American people, what made us strong has also made us weak. We've been made strong by being about the individual, about personal liberties, personal freedom. Our great creator, our rights are by our creator, not by a bunch of yahoos in Washington, D.C. And, you know, this was what we started out as, and this empowered the people to do so much and to be so successful. But now we've had such a change. We've gone in the other direction. Because of having this overall theory or philosophy, ideology, we've allowed people to come in and manipulate it. We've allowed a political correctness. You can call the reason of political correctness. That's a big piece of it. Excuse me. Here, even in school today, you're not allowed to fail a child because they failed. That wouldn't be nice. So all these things, little by little, they're eating away at what we are as a core country, core values, core principles, because and believing in individual rights. Well, at what point do you have to protect what we stand for? At what point do we say enough is enough? So when I think about what's happening here, when you think about a constitutional convention, if we don't do something soon to restore what this country is supposed to be, there will be no going back, because we will have already been invaded to the point that there's no return. And then that's when we truly have a revolution. And you know what? The revolution may still be coming here. I think there's a type of revolution going on now, a peaceful revolution. You know, can it turn into something more violent? Possibly. If that happens, there'll probably be different regions of this country where we'll, instead of being one great country, we might be split up into three or four. It's hard to say what's going to happen, but it irks me to no end when we see the wrongs going on. It's right in front of us. It's nothing. We're watching it all. And yet nothing's being done. Treason. I don't care what anybody says. What Obama is doing is treason. What John McCain and Lindsey Graham are doing is treason. You're really going to tell us that he's clueless to realize that he's giving arms to Al-Qaeda? Is that what Lindsey Graham is saying? I mean, Lindsey Graham, they've both been very outspoken about Benghazi, but Lindsey Graham has really been the one, you know, making the charge and the case for what happened in Benghazi, and I'm glad he's done it. I appreciate the fact he's done that, but that doesn't make up for the other things he's doing. I mean, I guess the question would be, if somebody did one good thing for the country and then they did multiple other treasonous things, Is it okay? I don't think so. I personally think we're better off without Lindsey Graham in office. And I sure as heck hope those people in South Okay, I'm back. Like I said, there have been technical difficulties today. Charlie, if you're there, go ahead and call back in. I don't know what happened to the phone there. It just died. Okay, I see a guest out there in the chat room. Guest, if you cannot hear me, please put a note out there. Just so you can't, well, of course you couldn't hear me, you wouldn't tell me that, would you? That was kind of a silly thing to say. Let me put it this way. If you can hear me, let me know. Tell me, yes, I hear you. And let's see if we can't get back on track here. Okay, and it looks like Mr. Klein is back out there too now. And I do see a few others coming. Okay, sorry about that, folks. I don't know. The line just went dead. And so I had to get back in there. Like I say, but ongoing challenges tonight with the... with a switchboard or whatever's going on here with Blog Talk Radio. And good thing tonight is going to be a short night because I have to go to work here not too long from now. But anyway, the whole thing is, it's just when you talk to people, no one wants to say treason. We're hearing it more and more. We're hearing impeachment more and more. People are finally getting the courage to say it. But I tell you, those in public office, they want to run the other way. They want to... They just want to play politics. They don't want to do their job. And I'm telling you, you know, so much. I really hope people pay so close attention to who's doing what this time and get rid of these people who are not doing their job. And the doing their job is upholding the Constitution. Let's see, what was the other thing I was going to mention today? I talked about the truck march. Was something else going on out there? Well, I guess I could give you just a little bit. I gave you a teaser on Monday about what some other stuff that was going on in my world and how I get to see what's going on with the judicial process. I still won't go into full detail, but I am making progress. It looks like the system is working to some degree in reference to some evildoers that I've had the experience or the unfortunate experience of having to deal with them, and we'll see how it all plays out, and I will give you guys the full story when it's all said and done. I'll leave the names out of it because I don't think that serves any purpose, but I will definitely tell you what it has been like for the past year. This all started shortly after my father passed away, and this happened last October 23rd of 2012. And I'm still dealing with it, but we are making progress, and these people are being held accountable to what they have done. I really do think it's a sad state of affairs when you have people who do such evil things to others who actually tried to help them. Stealing, you know, they'll steal from anybody, though. And the sad part is one of the individuals was forever reciting scripture and these types of things, pretending to be this holier than thou. It looks like Charlie wants to add something here. Let me go ahead and get Charlie back on. Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, we got cut off there for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to the lawsuit situation. Remember when the Constitution was first developed and the preamble basically reads, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union"? Well, we, the people of the United States, are the government of the United States. And therefore, the lawsuit against the IRS should read something like, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice that holds our elected officials accountable, that will ensure us domestic tranquility, and provide for the common defense of all of the honest people in America, promote the general welfare by not providing corporate welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty from God to ourselves and our posterity. We do ordain and establish this lawsuit for the good of all of we the people of the United States of America. That just came to my mind, and I think that is something that we need to start pushing is we the people are the government. The government is not. The representative government is Congress and the administration. But we, the tax-paying government, pay for welfare, health care, and every other benefit to the people. We also pay for our own Social Security, which means it is not an entitlement. But somebody's trying to change it to an entitlement. Social Security is earned. We paid for it. We paid taxes on it when we were joining it. Therefore, it is not an entitlement. It is not being paid back to me by Congress, by the president, or by anybody. I earned it. I invested in it. Likewise, 40 million other people invested in it. It is not an entitlement. It is not like somebody jumping the border and getting or flying into the United States and not going home and then getting on welfare and EBT stamps and getting housing and education at the taxpayer's expense. That is welfare. That is entitlement. That is illegal because I never voted for it. And only the Democrats seem to be voting for it. The bipartisan vote.
I was just going to say, when you talk about entitlements, just go ahead and throw in all those crazy pensions. And I think it might have just been here locally, here in Florida or someplace, where they just gave the government employees a 20% raise.
Oh, that is the council, the city council of Orlando, and also the Orange County commissioners gave themselves a raise that they are not deserving of because they are not there 24/7. And they are therefore at the will of the builders and not the will of the people. And they are the ones that also violated the constitutional rights of the voters by bringing in a commuter rail against the voters' mandate. We said no at the ballot box. 7 people overthrew us. There is an act of treason right there. But the thing is when the people wake up to this stuff and start doing something, then fine. We need 50 to 100 people willing to sign a lawsuit against the IRS or anybody that misuses their credit card that was granted to them by their bosses at the expense of the taxpayers. If they were honest in all of the expenditures, that's fine. But if they bought anything for their own personal use and did not reimburse the taxpayers, that is the same thing as stealing. That is theft. And if it goes over $1,000, that is grand theft. And grand theft is punishable by time in prison. And there's a lot of work around here, such as guarding the border between America and Mexico. We can put them up, stand them up there and let them walk back and forth for 100 days or whatever it is and not let anybody come in. I mean, that would be considered probably cruel and unusual punishment, but stealing from the taxpayers to me is treason. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that thought up that we the people are the government, and we need to start getting the talk shows to start saying is, the taxpaying government pays for Obama phones. The taxpaying government pays for housing of illegal aliens. The taxpaying government pays for food, EBT cards, etc. And also the taxpaying government pays for the illegal retirement of Congress because there's nothing in the Constitution that grants Congress a retirement because they are only part-time employees. They are not full-time employees, even if they go over 10 years. They are not full-time because they are only getting their job every 2 years or every 6 years. That is not a full-time job. That is only a job at the will of the people and at the corruption of the two parties, or by the corruption of the two parties. Okay, now I'm through.
Okay. Well, I'll put you on mute again, but you're more than welcome to chime back in if you want to.
All right. So, talk to you later.
Hopefully the phone doesn't get disconnected again like it did, whatever happened out there. Okay, yeah, and, you know, that's the entitlement, you know. That's one of the things that really gets with me. It's like, you know, the nerve of them to call Social Security entitlement after I've been paying into it for 30, 40, whatever years it is when I finally get the chance to reap any of the benefit of it. And Social Security would not be broke except that they robbed it. Now, if you're going to ask me if in the beginning we should have had Social Security to begin with, well, that's a whole other question. I don't know whether we should have or not. I'd have to think about that part because, you know, personally, if they didn't make it so difficult for a person to save money and earn interest on their own and not penalize them for it, we could do a lot more on our own. But we get stuck if you go out there and you put money into a savings account and you earn too much interest and they tax the interest. So everything you could be doing to make your own retirement savings, and, you know, prepare for your own future and take care of yourself, they do stuff to harm you with it. So that part is, I don't know that Social Security would be necessary if they would stop playing all the games with all the other stuff. At the same time, as a society at large, what do we think about when it comes to welfare? Well, yeah, you know, we, as a society, I have no problem that I think we should help those who need help. But, you know, I really don't know that it's the federal government. When it comes to the federal government doing the welfare role, I think that they are more to do with the military. They should be taking care of our veterans properly because the military is the federal government piece of it. But when it comes to welfare and helping those who are having troubles, I think much more of that should be at the state and local level. And I believe the churches should be allowed to do, people should be able to do things for themselves to help each other. But as soon as you get government in there, get the government programs, like they're going to do something, then all of a sudden everybody takes on the attitude, or I shouldn't say everybody, too many people, take on the attitude, it's like, well, we've got all these programs out there. I pay taxes to help take care of these people. So you want me to go and volunteer and donate more here and there and do this other stuff? So I don't think people do as much as what they would if you took the welfare state out of it. That makes some kind of sense. I mean, to think about, because I mean, it's like, why would I help a neighbor because they don't have a phone when in fact they have an Obama phone? You know, my tax dollars are going to provide these Obama phones out there. Why should I be going out there giving somehow trying to help a neighbor or somebody in the community who's having a rough time when I know they're getting all these tax benefits that I help pay for? You know, of course, not to mention the fact that I'm not extremely wealthy. I'm not Donald Trump or Bloomberg or Gates and all that stuff. So it's not like I have that kind of disposable income. But if they would stop ripping us off on other ways, on everything else, I would have more money in my own account and I could do more to help. And I could also save for my own future instead of having to give it all to the government. It's outrageous. Well, excuse me. I see that Miss Texas has joined us out there. She hasn't hit the button to speak yet, but I see her out there. But I have a feeling if I say something about San Antonio, recall Mayor Castro. Oh, look at that. There's that button. I knew it wasn't going to take much to convince her to hit that button.
Hiya.
Hello.
Sally. Hey, you got one on me. You tell me about San Antonio recalling Castro. I'll go sign the petition.
They're out there. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, let me see if I can find that email, because I think it was this weekend. They're supposed to have a big event in San Antonio. They have the address going out there doing a petition drive kind of thing, getting people signing petitions to recall Mayor Castro.
Oh, my God. I was wondering if those people were going to get fed up with him.
Let me see if I can find that email.
Well, it's not on the news here, needless to say. There has been nothing mentioned about it.
I got this email from our friend Nancy Battle. So, you know, she's right
there. Oh, I haven't
too.
Checked that mailbox. Oh, my God. Let me go check it while we're talking. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just knew when if I said that, you're going to be jumping for joy. And
well,
I
I'm jumping for joy. I mean, he is rolling that town down the road to Agenda 21, sustainability living so fast it's not even funny.
Yep. I have not been a fan of the Castro brothers at all from what I know of them. Go ahead.
They're trying to climb that political ladder so fast to make your head spin. They were nobodies up until they spoke at the Democratic Convention.
Yeah. Yep. And then they went all over the board. Okay, come on now. I've got to find this thing here. What time did that come in? I've got way too many emails out here. It was Nancy. I kept saying, wow. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Now, I got it at 4:19 Eastern time, so that might give you an idea where you might see it in your own email box, because I think you get hers around the same time. And it's called Recalling Mayor Castro and New World Order Supporters. Let's see. And then down at the bottom, this Saturday morning at 9 a.m., Mr. Weston Martinez Group and the newly formed Bexar County Conservative Coalition will meet at the YMCA off St. Mary's Street in San Antonio to block walk and get petition signatures to remove Mayor Castro. Please come on down and bring the neighbor to help. Bring your neighbor to help.
Well, you know, she didn't send that to me.
I will forward it to you.
Okay. Yeah, no, she didn't send me that one. And, of course, it's not on the radio, and I don't have a paper, so. Oh, no, I found it. I found it. She did send it.
I was going to say, I couldn't believe you wouldn't get that one.
Well, you know, I was thinking that, what state was it that recalled those two congressmen?
Colorado.
I was thinking, since that made the news and it woke people up that they have the right to recall these people who we've elected to office who are not doing their jobs as the majority of the population and the electorate want them to do, that we have the right to do that, and I think it's going to take hold.
Yeah, and I've seen stuff out there about a recall with John McCain. I don't know if those people will actually finally do it, but I've seen some out there too. But this one here, I mean, this one caught my attention. It's like, wow, this is great. And to actually
San Antonio is in such deep trouble right now. If they don't do something, just might as well kiss it all goodbye. San Antonio is going to become like California. Therefore, anyone within San Antonio's reach, which includes the town I live in, is trouble too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
everything we know, what we've talked about on the Castros on here, it's they're not the Muslim issue. They're the La Raza anti-Americans that think that they own the Southwest and want to take it back and all this other stuff. So, I mean, when the antis get in public office, we've got to stop that, too.
Yeah, that's like this gay marriage, this that city. I hate it when I get CRS. The city rule.
You're talking about city rule.
Where they
passed. Go ahead.
They passed the city rule that to prevent people from saying anything ugly against gays. And if you've ever said anything gay or they find anything, you cannot be on city council, you cannot hold, be a judge, you cannot work for the city, you can't do this and you can't do that. And that's not now, that's if ever. It's kind of like that Mitt Paula Dean, you know, 30 years ago, she made that statement and they threw it out of court. Well, San Antonio doesn't want to throw that out of court. They want that to be held against the person. And then, I don't know if they took a portion out of it that was going to allow them, if they felt like they were males and they were dressed, if they felt like they were males but they were females and they were dressed as a male, they could go into the men's bathroom, and vice versa for the guys who felt like they were women but had the utility, the makings of a man, they could go into the woman's bathroom.
It's like, how crazy is it going to get out there, you know?
I'm telling you. And I thought, well, we can cure this problem. Just have, like, some of the convenience stores you go into where you have one bathroom that's for both, you know, bisexual bathrooms, whatever they call them, unisex, and just have one bathroom and them all stand in line to go so we don't have to worry about the kids.
Yeah.
No more six stalls. You know, no more bathrooms with two or three stalls for men and two or three stalls for women. Let's just have one bathroom. That way, if the mothers won't take the kids in to use the bathroom and not have to worry about them getting being confused and asking stupid questions about this guy that looks like a guy that's in there using the women's bathroom at the same time you're in there, and your little kid says, "Mommy, what's he doing in here?" And Mommy's supposed to say, "Well, darling, he might look like a man, but he feels like he's a woman, so it's okay." You think that child's going to understand that? No.
We're going to have more confused kids growing up.
Hell, you're going to have confused adults. What are you talking about? We have adults walking around out there don't know about AC/DC. You know what AC/DC is?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to have to explain it on air.
No need to. But
I didn't learn about that until I was in my late 20s.
Late 20s? Okay, 20s.
I knew about AC/DC. That's how protected I was. I'm saying
well,
protected.
Sure
I'm not saying ignorant.
Yeah, protected, yes. You led a sheltered life and didn't know about those things.
Exactly.
But going back to when you were first talking about the they can't say anything about gay people, otherwise they can't be on the council and everything else. But what if they use the word homosexual? Because, you know, the states that don't believe in homosexuality, because that's what it is. Just talking about people keep saying gay. Let's be honest, it's homosexuality.
Well, just call them homos.
But that wouldn't be nice. If you say homosexuality, that's like a scientific definition.
You know my opinion of politically correct, don't you?
Yes.
George Bush should bend over, grab his ankles, and I'll put it where the sun don't shine for him.
Yes. Yeah. I've heard that before. I have heard that before. I see you kind of joined the show a little bit late tonight, but that's okay. I understand you've got other things to take care of. But at the beginning, this is one of those nights where the show is going to be a little bit short. I'm going to probably wrap it up at about 8:30, a little after, because I have to go back to work and finish doing some stuff.
I know. You're just a workaholic.
I know it. You know, I was kind of, Charlie was talking earlier about the welfare state, and we were talking about welfare, and I remember talking to somebody not too long ago. It's like, you know, in all my days, I've collected 2 unemployment checks, and at that time, it was $125 for a week, so a grand total of $250. That is the extent of the welfare that I have taken in my entire life. And I said, but we've come into this age of where these people find every kind of way to rip off the system. Excuse me, and the person that I was saying this knew others who did that, so I'm not sure if they took the message to others or not. But it's like, you know, I don't have a problem helping those who need help. I think what we do as a caring society, that we don't let those who truly need help to fend for themselves and die in the streets kind of thing. But there are those others, and it has a lot to do with the legal case I've been dealing with, who somehow think everybody else should pay for them. And it was kind of interesting. One of the people that's involved is a person that's in a wheelchair. And I don't have any proof myself. I wish I did. Some of the neighbors have seen this person who's on some form of disability income, whatever it is, has been seen without the wheelchair.
Well, yeah.
It's like, what a society that would, that's what we've become as a society. So what are we, when you see that happening at the local level, and then you see what happens up in D.C., it's just all disgusting. But you, again, you weren't here at the very beginning. Let me go ahead and I'll give you one other quick update. Remember how I was kind of doing a teaser out there that I was going to have some other news to report about this other legal matter I was it's going in the right direction. We're not totally finished, but Tuesday turned out to be a pretty good day. The people, while they're not, how do you want to say it, doesn't look like they'll be doing any time, but they will be on some suspension. But they are, it looks like they will be found guilty. So we're still working on some of those details, but I will give the full story when it's all said and done. But I was...
You're driving me crazy. You know how nosy I am, but that's okay. I understand.
I don't want to get into it on the show just yet.
I don't blame you. I'm glad to hear that because you know what I had forecast for you. So see if I forecast going to be wrong.
Yeah, it was better results than what you were expecting. Not perfect, but then I wouldn't expect, you know, I can ask for the world, don't expect it, but, you know, it's like anything else on that sheet. You go for broke and see what you get. But the main thing is, and again, when I get to really explain all this, this is all a result of what happened after my father passed away and how a couple of individuals tried to leech off of his estate.
Right.
And so... And it's with the true evilness of people when you see this kind of stuff. And you know, there were others that said, is it really worth doing this? Is it really worth going? Because my father's estate, it's not like he's worth millions of dollars, or it wasn't that kind of money involved here. But I just said, what they did was wrong. What they did was illegal and evil. And evil, to steal from a dead person, is to me, it's so evil. And I said, I just can't let it sit, you know? And so anyway, so I pursued it, and so far so good. We're making the progress in the right way. And these people, if nothing else, I hope they will think twice before they go do this again to somebody else.
Well, if they don't go but they're not.
Yeah. Well, to get labeled with a few felonies, and, you know, if they do it again and get caught, then they probably will do some time. So you could say this is their warning. They better not do it again. And we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. And I have a feeling it's kind of, again, without going into details, I'm pretty sure it's had a couple other impacts on them as well. We'll see. But the saddest part, as I've explained to others, is one of the individuals was frequently reciting scripture, speaking tongues, pretending to be this holy person. And it really makes the Christian faith look so bad when you have people who go around pretending to believe in good, you know, Christianity, what would Jesus do kind of thing. And I would ask this person, would Jesus do this? It's not the Jesus I pray to. It's not the God I pray to. When I talk to God every day, it's not to steal from a dead person. That's not the message I get. Is that what you get? And it just, it was all part of a scam. It's part of the scam to try to get away with this. Like, you know, you think you can recite the Bible and that somehow means you're holy and that you're a pure and good person? No. You can recite the Bible all you want to, but if you live and do evil acts, that's what matters.
Yeah. Exactly. And you're a better person than me because, see, I wouldn't, I am so bad. I would be after the juggler. I'm sorry. You know, that district attorney would have my, he'd be so sick of it, he'd listen to me, he'd go hide when he saw me coming.
Well, and when it comes to that, and when it's all said and done, I think you're going to be quite proud of me, because I definitely was a PIA to the state attorney's office.
All right.
And I can also tell you, I have no doubt, had I not been a PIA, but probably nothing would have been done. It was only done because I was extremely persistent. And like I say, I know other people who, I mean, since this all started, a dozen times or so, the people said, is this really worth it? Why are you really worth, is it worth doing all this? Is it? And because they know themselves, it's not about money. It's like, evil will flourish while good people do nothing. When are we going to stop just putting up with this stuff? And I say, you know, you go back. So in other words, it's okay for a kid to steal a candy bar. Okay. So it's okay for the kid to steal the bicycle. Okay. It's okay for the kid to steal the car. Okay. When are you going to stop? Yeah, it's all part of the same process, the same problem. Because she said, it's really not, it's a candy bar. It's really not worth doing this. So the kid goes and steals a candy bar again and again and again, and little by little, what they steal gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, going to the dressing room and putting on the other clothes and walking out with the stuff, and you know they don't hit a lot of stories. You can't get away with it as easy as you used to, but the thieves all know it. And in fact, this past week's first time I ever saw it was on the Food Network, where the show is called Food Thieves or Thieves Inc. Thieves, Inc. And these are a couple of people who go in. They get hired to show how easy it is for someone to come into a grocery store, specifically a grocery store, and rip it off.
Right.
And it was just really, I saw this one episode, and it was like, wow. And there's this one private grocery store, which, you know, they're going to be a lot different than these big old chains when it comes to losses and sophistication of security systems. They figured that in this one's chain, they figured they lost at least $40,000 a year in stolen stuff in a grocery store. And then when you sit there and you watch these two pros who go in there, let's see how we can steal the stuff. And out, and they walked out with $1,000 of stuff easily. And then they, this one, they had a cart. They right in front of the store, they had a cart with fruit and produce and stuff on it. They literally pushed the whole cart away.
Right. They just walk on out the door, like, you know, and they watch when the cashier and everybody's busy and when they're stocking. They're not paying any attention to what's going on the floor. But, you know, and you're saying that. I was watching a show this afternoon. It came on. I didn't get to watch all of it. And this guy was talking about teenagers and sex. And they had this guy who's a specialist in teens' sex problems. And after watching it, I mean, if it was my kids, I found out they talked like that, they'd be putting me in jail. I'm sorry. I mean, there would be none of this, well, he's a kid and he has hormones and da-da-da-da-da. I'd have went home and said, boy, I'm going to teach you how to handle them you know, hormones. But no, there was mothers up there saying, well, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. He's a boy. I kind of expect him to act like that. And I'm going, this is what's wrong with our kids today. And that's like these people talking to you and saying, is it really worth it? Well, the only thing I can say about that, Sally, is those are people who are too lazy to go out there and too afraid to go out there and stand up for their rights as citizens of this country.
And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people who just wouldn't have done it. I know a handful that would, but I know a lot more that wouldn't.
I understand what you're saying, and that's why I say, you're my hero. You did it. It's TP.
Well, thank you.
Doesn't matter if it's worth it. It's a matter of general principle. And if you don't have principles, then go stay in your house. And don't, if someone tries to rip you off, Don't come to me and whining about it happening. Because guess what? It's not worth it to worry about it.
Exactly. And speaking of this kind of thing, apparently, this was on Glenn Beck earlier today. Ron Paul, I guess, was a guest on MSNBC. I did not see the actual interview, but they were talking about homeschooling. And I'm going to go out there on the internet and try and find the MSNBC interview and see what the whole thing was, the whole interview. But Ron Paul was promoting homeschooling because this is what we do. That's where the next leaders are going to be found. He didn't go in. I don't remember him ever saying anything about Common Core per se, but public education tries to control and limit the education where homeschooling opens the doors and gives more options, expanded view, if you will, compared to what happens in the public schools these days. So he was promoting homeschooling. And then whoever it was on the MSNBC side, they call I'm sure I should be able to recognize the accent, but I couldn't on the audio. Something about, won't this mean that the women would have to stop working? And wouldn't that, we wouldn't have the diversity in the workforce? And this kind of thing, and because, Ron Paul's saying, mothers would stay home and teach their kids. And they're all worried about not having the mothers and the diversity in the workplace, and you're going to be telling women that they can't work. And I'm like thinking, again, it kind of goes back to what the problem is in the society to not, one, what they're doing with education, and two, to try to condemn a mother who would stay home and take care of her own kids, raise her own kids, like it was some kind of a negative.
Well, what they're really concerned is the tax money they'll be losing if the mother quits teaching, going to work. That's what they're concerned about. They're not concerned about the kids and whether or not they're going to get an education and whether or not if our own government is trying to turn them into nothing but slave labor. They're not concerned about that.
Just the opposite. I mean, these are the same people who are pushing Common Core, and you won't have Common Core at homeschooling. And so with all this going on, now there's, and you and I have heard it. I don't know what the status is right this moment, but this big push to try to ban homeschooling. And it's like, this is crazy. This isn't America if you ban homeschooling.
Well, there's not much of anything going on right now in America that is America.
True.
I talked to a gym teacher just earlier about, oh, my God, and she said something. But I tried talking to her about the C-scope, and it's not, I think, which one is worse, C-SPAN or C-scope? Or do you know?
Well, see, I was going to say, the C-SPAN that I know is TV. I'm not sure. Between Common Core and C-SPAN.
Well, there's another C-something that she was talking about. That's so intelligent sounding. That she was talking about, because I asked her, I said, do you realize that is no more than teaching our kids to be blue-collar workers for the rest of their life, for them not to try to better themselves, just to be satisfied to go out there and work as blue-collar workers? Do you realize that? Well, I'm a gym teacher. I said, I don't care if you teach tiddlywinks. That's our kids. That's our country's future. And she says, well, my kids are out of school. I said, so what? Well, then she says, listen to this one. She says, and I'm sitting in Walmart, okay? And she says, well, I'm hoping if Hillary gets elected, and I said, do what?
Oh, my goodness. I hate to think of what you... Oh, gosh. I'm just imagining your expression and... Oh, okay.
Exactly. She almost came out of the chair when I yelled at her. And I told her, I said, let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is Obama walking around in white skin, and she will be no better. She's no better than what we've got in there, and she is... And that's what I told her. She is Obama walking around in white skin. That's what she's equivalent to. She says, what do you mean? I said, exactly what I said. She let those five Americans get killed over there, and her response to it is, well, it's all done now. What difference does it make? I said, is that what you want for president? She didn't have any answer to that. So I told her, I said, if you see a little silver car riding around town with Impeach Obama on it, you can say I've met that lady before. And she just laughed.
Well, I've been pushing, and I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, you know, the with Obama going out there giving arms to Al-Qaeda. Now, I mean, if that's not treason, what is?
Yeah, that's like having the leaders of Al-Qaeda sitting in our White House. They've been up there. They have sat there and crossed their feet underneath the tables in the White House. That's treason. You don't invite your enemies into the White House and keep it from the public.
Exactly. So they were not his enemies, but they were definitely enemies to the United States of America.
That's
right. Which makes him a traitor and treason. And when are these idiots in the two houses of Congress going to go after him for the treason?
They're not. They don't have guts enough to do
that. Isn't that the disgusting part?
They don't have guts enough to stand up for this country and do what's right by the people that put them in office. They are just cowards.
They really are. Did you, the Mark Levine thing, the Constitutional Convention, what is your take on that? Because I keep hearing different things about it.
Now you're gonna have to refresh my memory. Is that the one that was wanting us to do an impeach Obama and has that thing up on the internet?
No, this is Mark Levin. He's got his new book is Liberty Amendments.
I haven't read that.
I haven't read the book either. I've heard him on several shows, and I've seen he was on Hannity a while back. excuse me, the whole point, his premise is that we have to have a constitutional convention to restore the Constitution. And some out there, excuse me, this is the state constitution, Article 4 Constitution, since we can't get the yahoos in D.C. to do anything. And, I mean, Levin has been a staunch Republican in the past, but he's, you know, those who truly believe in the Constitution are leaving the Republican Party in groves, you know. But this fourth Article 4 Constitutional Convention, this is where the states get together and restore the Constitution, basically. And a lot of people are concerned that if you go do this, you could truly destroy what we have of the Constitution. The new Constitution, if you will, could maybe exclude the Second Amendment and these kind of things. But as he was explaining it, and David Barton, who's, you know, the constitutional guru there, excuse me, he was saying the states come to the Constitutional Convention with certain agreed upon issues that they're going to address and vote for. So it's not like they can totally trash the current Constitution and start over.
What I've heard on that, that's not what it means. That's not what it means. It means the states will come together in order to renew and bring our Constitution back into being as it should be. It's not that we're going to go out there and trash this Constitution. That's like the idiots that want to say if we block Obamacare that we're going to shut down the government. No, we're not going to shut down the government. We're just not going to fund Obamacare. Everybody else will get their money. But Obama has put scare tactics out there to where these people can't, you know, people don't think for themselves anymore.
Sure.
You know, they do not think for themselves anymore. They don't want to stop and think and use their head and think about what's being said and logically, you know, listen, because a lot of people do not listen. Listen to what's being said. Not what you're being told, but what's being said. And people don't do that.
Well, the dumbing down of Americans in the public education system has made people, the honorable, they know what they're doing, trust government, trust, instead of just the opposite, where you're supposed to challenge everything they do, question everything they do, keep an eye on them and watch what they're doing. People have been brainwashed to the other. And I don't know how many times I've heard people say, well, gosh, you have to have somebody who knows what they're doing there. They have to know how to run the government. I said, but don't look what they're doing, and they don't know how to run the government. We wouldn't be $17 trillion in debt if they knew what they were doing, or they weren't corrupt. Take your pick. Are they too stupid and this is what they're doing, or are they too corrupt and they just screw us over for the money? And I think it's a little bit of both.
Exactly. And these are the people that don't, again, that do not listen to the news, that do not know what's going on. They're just making comments to make you think they know that they know what's going on when they really don't. They're not people who are really paying attention, because if they were, these same people that they are saying they must know how to run the government would be yelling and screaming about the fact that our elected officials have eliminated themselves from having to take out Obamacare or to participate in Obamacare. If they knew that, they'd be jumping up and down screaming, but they're not.
Well, I think it is interesting. Apparently, the House has put something forward for the continued resolution to defund Obamacare. We'll see how it all plays, but at least it does look like the House has been forced into doing something with it. We know that Boehner didn't want to. We know that Boehner, crybaby Boehner, is in bed with Obama on just about everything. So
exactly.
Apparently they have. I don't know the details, but I had heard something to that effect. So,
you mean that we have bombarded the telephone lines up there enough that somebody figured that this bunch of idiots out here didn't know anything, mean business?
It looks like they're getting a little bit concerned on both sides. I mean, there's people on both sides who seem to think maybe they should start paying attention. Now, of course, we can only imagine what Obama's going to come back and try to say with everything, his typical rhetoric of what he'll try to say about the Republicans shutting down the government and this and that.
Always started on that. I mean they're already full-fledged in the fact that we are going to shut down some of these speeches he's been giving. That's what he's been talking about. We were going to shut down the government again. You know, if we were going to shut down in order to make them happy and stop Obamacare, the only way they can do it is shut down the government. Ha ha.
Yeah.
You know.
No. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, others were saying, I think it was Michelle Malkin, which I love listening to her. I like her stuff. She was saying something about, but, you know, people see they threatened us with sequester. All this was going to happen. We're all going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen. It didn't
mm-hmm.
happen. So people are getting aware of what's really going on, that it's not going to be, it's not like they say. And
right.
So it's kind of that, not to be afraid of the scare tactics. And what was it, you know, of course, good old Harry Reid was out there saying something about these people that are going to suffer with this, and they're not the, you know, Congress isn't the one that's going to suffer. It's going to be the American people that are going to really suffer and all this other garbage. And it's like, no, that's not the case at all. Fire a bunch of the deadbeat IRS people, fire some, and take back all these stupid pension plans you people have, and defund Obamacare, and we'll be doing just fine.
Well, the other thing is that they are, you know, that's the only thing they can use is scare tactics and keep people afraid, because if they wake up, and I don't understand why people aren't waking up to the fact that if Congress has been given freedom from having to participate in Obamacare, the unions have, some of the big businesses have, then why aren't we, the American people, being given that clearance? Because if it's bad for them, you know it's got to be bad for us.
Well, and you know, what we if come October 1st and all this garbage is still going on, if they haven't defunded it and been able to really make any progress there, which who knows what's going to happen there, I think there should be a massive lawsuit, a lawsuit of discrimination. You're discriminating
exactly.
against me because I'm not a corporation. Why do you have the right to discriminate against the low-income person?
Well, it should be, you're right, it should be a lawsuit for discrimination because mm-hmm. they're discriminating against the American citizen who is paying their salaries.
Exactly.
You know, if the unions can get, it was an amnesty from, I can't remember what it's called, anyway, the unions have been told they don't have to participate in it. Some of the big businesses have been told they don't have to participate in it. Congress voted out that they weren't going to participate in it because, you know, it costs too much money.
Now, that, again, to me, you're discriminating against me. If you don't make them do it, you're not. You shouldn't make me do it either. Why should I be treated?
Right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And this,
yeah,
if this says that, you know, they can't afford it, then you know, if this gander says, no, I don't want to do this, and you let them go, then guess what? You're going to let me slide too, even though you don't want to. At least
yeah.
that's my opinion.
Well, that's it. And I mean, massive class actions. For every individual who's forced to participate against their will, you're discriminated against.
Right. You know, and they can't wiggle out of that one.
If I only had enough time and money.
We'd be a hell of a pair out there on the road. I guarantee you nobody would think about voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you got that right. And Obama would have been impeached already.
We put you president, I'd be vice president, because they'd all have to do what you want them to do, because I'd just worry them to death with my mouth.
We would make a very interesting team. We would definitely. We'd restore that Constitution faster than anybody can ever imagine.
If you doubt us, you just talk to Sally, and I'll back her up 100%, and y'all are dead in the water. I'm sorry.
That's right. That's exactly it. So, well, as I was saying, tonight's going to be a little bit of a short night because I got to get back to work here. I got some stuff I have to do. Working in IT.
Okie dokie. Well, you have a good weekend.
And I was going to give you one last shot. If any last-minute updates or anything else you can think of before we...
My day has been hectic sitting in attorney's offices and all that good stuff, and we can talk about that later.
Yes, the rule of law. It's an interesting thing these days of what it's supposed to be versus what it is.
Exactly. Just God bless America. And, Lord, help the white people and the smart-thinking... blacks out there and the smart-thinking Latinos out there, help them get all the signatures they need on those petitions to impeach those people over there in San Antonio. They have lost their mind.
Well, I sure hope you can come back next week with a full report on how it went.
Well, I will be paying attention, but I doubt if it'll anything happen by next week. But they'll take a couple of weeks, but they'll get it done. I have no fear.
Yeah. Great. That, you know, and I'm telling you, I think it's so important, kind of like what you said earlier. Here we have these two recalls in Colorado. We get this thing going there. People will start realizing, yes, you really do true enough. There's the people who talked about recalling Rubio here in Florida and a few small attempts that you just couldn't get, especially with no media coverage. Couldn't really
right.
get it rolling. So they may say, you know what, I want another couple years of this moron in there. We're going to get him out of here, too.
Exactly.
Go viral and take it back at the ballot box locally kind of thing. So that would be great. But anyway,
good,
yes.
In strange ways.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, tonight's been a challenge on the show. There were some technical difficulties. Got cut off one time. Not sure what all anybody heard at the very beginning of the show. It was kind of one of those strange nights, and I don't know whether it was Blog Talk Radio Well, my technology could be either, but
it was rained on Texas. It rained here.
Is that what did? Okay, now I understand. Okay.
No, that was the Obama bunch trying to cut you off.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It's like NSA. This must be NSA. I had this thing out there calling what I have wanted for treason. U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama, who's wanted for treason.
There you go.
Impeach him. Yes.
Saw that. I was very proud of that when I saw that.
Yes, definitely. So they saw that, and then they thought they were going to shut me down.
Boy, they have
no.
A few. You sadly not going to put up with that. Go to work, woman.
Okay, talk to you later. And
okay.
Anyone else out there? Thank you, as always, Ms. Texas. We'll carry on next time, as usual. And the other is just please be Americans. Think about the Constitution. If you're in doubt of what our country should be doing, look at the Constitution. Go read George Washington's farewell address. President Washington, he knew what was going on. He warned us. He gave us the true words of wisdom. The founders were amazing individuals. They understood liberty. They understood personal freedom. They also understood the risk and the threat to it if we the people, are not aggressive and participating in our government. This is us. In some sad, sad way, the people that are in public office do represent what we have become as a society. So if we want to change what's in public office today, we have to change. We have to become a much more engaged, educated, informed, participating government, individuals within our own government if we expect anything to change. And on that note, may God bless and protect the USA. Good night, everyone.